Hi, and welcome to the In the Cortex podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Paloma Garcia.
And I am Dani Perricone.
And we're the founders of In the Cortex, an online community with programs that show people the tools that they need to change their lives through brain reorganization. No medication, just movement.
When you get your brain out of survival mode and regulate your nervous system, you start to live in the fun, logical part of the brain, the cortex. Subscribe today and learn how to live your best in the cortex life. And now, on to today's episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about something that I think lots of people will resonate with. We hope everybody resonates with everything that we talk about, right?
But that's honestly not
realistic. So getting to the root of our challenges, you know, a lot of us understand what our challenges are. We might spend a lot of time analyzing them and kind of looking into them and, okay, well, this is, I have a difficulty with this, or I have a pattern where I do this. But getting to the root is not that simple. You know, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of help sometimes. And so that's kind of where we wanted to go into that today. And that piece of In the Cortex that I think people don't always know about until they join the program, they're like, oh, cool. Like, I didn't know we were going to go into that side of things. And so I think that's something that always or often surprises our members in a good way.
Totally. And the number one thing, like when we're finding a challenge or finding the root to the challenge, it's all about, you know, it's so many layers. And so it's creating the awareness to understand, where does this stem from? So we're going to break down, is it brain related? Is it learned / coming from your subconscious? Are you being triggered? Are you being activated? So we're going to explain all these different concepts and help you understand how we approach it through ITC to make it make sense. So let's start with the first part. Of when you have a challenge, and we'll, you know, just everyday challenges, we always share this not in the cortex with you, but we like to repeat ourselves so it really hammers in home for you. The pons is the part of the brain that develops from 0 to 5 months of life. And that is when a baby is on their belly and they're doing a movement called creeping. The way that you move at that time frame will set up the pons, which is a part of the brain that's in charge of so many automatic responses that we want it to be developed. So that way, when a stressor comes at you, when you're older, you can just be able to respond to whatever the stressor is in a very realistic way. So for example, if your mom tells you to put on your shoes, having a meltdown would be a sign that that part of the brain didn't get enough of its development. And you're responding from a fight or a flight or a freeze or a fawn response. So that's the part of the brain that's in charge of those four different responses. And
as an adult, somebody, you know, you get called into your boss's office.
Oh, yeah.
And you're immediately like, oh my God, I'm gonna fight. And you go into that fight, flight, freeze, when really they're just like, hey, I really like that briefcase. Where'd you get it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're always up to be the worst case scenario.
100%. And so those are the people who catastrophize. So if that sounds like you, that is related to that part of the brain. And then once you hit 6 months of age, generally speaking, it's not exactly at 6 months, it's between like 6 to 9 months of age, you should start getting up onto your hands and knees, which is going to propel you into crawling. And crawling, it should be done for about 6 months. Again, general time frame here. And when you crawl, you're developing the midbrain. And the midbrain that is in charge of a bunch of other automatic functions. And we like to call it like the filter of the brain. So it's the part of the brain that helps you filter out things that are not important. It helps you stay focused on a task. It helps you start a project, finish a project. And in a kid, it looks like the kid who's constantly moving and can't sit still. And people go, oh, your child has such a hyperactive tendency. Or we say, well, let's look at what the midbrain's up to, because if it didn't get enough of crawling, it shows up later in life. Adults are usually the ones who, the classic midbrain that is underdeveloped in an adult, teenager, adult, whatever, is the person who starts a project and gets super gung-ho about it and then doesn't finish it.
Totally.
Or they just are like never on time, or they're constantly overwhelmed and overstimulated by sounds and things that are happening.
Procrastinating everything.
Yes. That's it. So we've got the pons, the midbrain, and then within that first year of life, we also have primitive reflexes that are also playing a major role, and they start in utero. So they're literally designed to get the baby into position to come out into the world and survive for that first year of life, because you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't do a whole lot. So you have these automatic instinctual movements that keep you alive. So that way, if something comes at you, you know to cry, you know to turn a certain way to protect yourself. you know, to turn your head, all those things. Those are all important things that need to be happening all in this great little symphony in the first year of life. And ideally, in a world where we don't have toxins or baby apparatuses or, you know, certain stressors hitting us, everything develops how it's intended to. But in today's world, that's not the case. So things are getting interrupted. So the first thing we always look at, is it a brain-related challenge? So we've already kind of shared with you some brain-related challenges, like, you know, putting on shoes or getting called into your boss's office, starting a project, not being able to finish it. But there's also other things. And let's talk about like one specific brain one that like a lot of people really resonate with, which is the moral reflex. And this one is like near and dear to my heart. And also yours a little bit, just differently. But mine would show up. So I would have the moral reflex. It was still on. So by the time I was in my 20s, I would always be the person who, if someone said something to me, it would trigger my moral reflex to go into a survival response. And it looked like for me, just turning like flushing red, like my body was like, okay, lots of blood needs to start flowing to your body to survive. The adrenaline, the cortisol would start shooting through me. And then I would also start snapping back at people and wanting to pick fights. I would take everything so personal. I would be like, did you just call me that? Like, they're like, no, I asked if you wanted a salad for lunch. You know, like simple things like that. Or if someone cut me off while I was driving, it was like, oh, it's go time. I'm gonna fight back and I'm gonna race them to the next red light. When I played hockey in college, I was just a maniac. I was like literally inflicting pain on people because I thought that's what you needed to do. And it was just not rational. It was just such a primitive response to the stimuli coming at me. So other things, so that was mine, the moral reflex was really on. And so that's where we can immediately go, okay, Danny, you need to go do exploding rocks. And then that would integrate that reflex to lie dormant. So that way it wouldn't be turning on every second to think I needed to survive. And that would be my first, like, look at that. And is that going to get to the root of why you're experiencing X, Y, and Z?
So, can you give an example of something you would experience often?
Road rage was like my number one thing. And I honestly just thought that was normal. And I guess like you don't really know what other people experience because you can only experience yourself. And so you kind of thought everybody had it until you're like, gosh, can you believe how these people are driving? And people start like looking at you being like, what's the big deal? Like,
What's going
what's your
on?
problem? And today I see other people start doing it. And I just like sit quietly in the car and I'm like, say a little prayer, like keep us alive. Like, you know, like. And it's like, it's not a big deal. And a lot of people will start commenting on other people's driving and stuff like that. And so you can see it in other people. But that was my main thing, like the moral reflex. And it was exhausting because it was constantly turning on. And the cortisol that went through my body was aging me, literally aging me, because it's the stress hormone. And I would get home at night, my head would hit the pillow, and I would just pass out immediately because of the amount of adrenal fatigue I went through. And that's a really important thing. So a lot of people who are carrying around stress, and every time they say, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm like, what's your moral reflex up to? Because that is the thing that's pumping a lot of cortisol into your body unnecessarily, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going into fight or flight when you shouldn't be. And I
Exactly.
think that that's like one huge piece that we see with people is okay, that's the number one thing, the brain. Where is your brain, right? So if you have this, for example, you're experiencing road rage and some explosive reactions, let's look at the pons, let's look at the moro, and let's look at the fear paralysis. Sometimes it depends on which person we're talking about. If you're more of like going into like this rage mode, not that much, but that's where we look at, okay, where's your creep? How developed are you? What's your percentage? Usually, people who have a tendency to go into this like raging moment have pretty low development there, which is a good thing. We don't say it as we never say something's good or bad, actually. But I know that if I tell you, okay, you're at 10% development, most people are like, whoa, what? And all that that means is that there's a lot of room to grow and that your brain has been working so much harder than it needs to. And that's why you're experiencing this. That's why you're going into the fight or flight. And it's because your brain doesn't understand how to connect. Your primitive brain doesn't understand how to connect with your logical brain and say, oh, that's just somebody who is, you know, getting in front of me on the road. It's not personal. They're not trying to cut me off and make me late. to this place that I'm probably already going late to, right? That's why I'm getting so mad. And so that's that piece that's missing, right? And so then on top of that, if you have a retained primitive reflex like the Moro, that's also putting you in that survival mode. So ultimately what it all means is your brain is in survival mode, and that's where this challenge, this behavior is coming from, right?
Yep.
The next piece we like to look at is the learned behavior and the subconscious, right? They kind of go hand in hand. And so what do we mean by that, Danny, when we're talking about that piece?
Well, it's interesting because the brain related part is always the thing that starts it. So,
yes.
For example, I was somebody who was quick to react. I was what we would call Ponzi, right? Because I also had low development in my pons. I was very like what we would call a straight pole. Like my brain had no idea how to move in that 0 to 5 months of life. And it turns out it's because we had wall-to-wall carpeting and I was in a baby walker. And I had an older brother. So, you know, I had all stacked against me there. And I had parents that modeled a lot of Pons behaviors too. So anyways, that's where I got a lot of that stuff. But once I started having that constant reaction of fight, flight, freeze, fawn, it then became a belief within me that I was that person. So, for example, like being the person who's super aggressive on the field hockey field made me think that I was just an aggressive person. I just had an aggressive personality. And so that's where people would always tell me, you're so aggressive. And so then that internalized and became my learned response. That became my subconscious filter of, I will just be aggressive in everything I do. So it transferred from the field to then every relationship, right? So it was like, I always thought people were lying. I thought the world was against me. Like I had a lot of fight in me and I would look for fights everywhere I went. And then I would create the fight too, because remember the pawn or the Moro turns on the adrenaline, turns on the cortisol. And once you start pumping that into your system, it's like your body craves it and wants it, right? Like the adrenaline junkie, right? That person's like, I need it, right? And you're like, well, I think there's some imbalance there. You don't really need it. And so that turned
well,
into
you do at a biological level after you've been in that state for so long.
That's
So that's
exactly what
it becomes really hard sometimes to get out of that, because your brain's like, wait, I'm used to having all this adrenaline pumping through me, and now I suddenly am not getting it. Like, what's going on?
Exactly. And that's a big thing about the nervous system, is it craves the known, not the healthy unknown,
yes.
Right? So I crave the chaos. And that was another part of my story. So like we said, it's multifaceted here. There was like the brain piece was setting me off to then create a bunch of filters. And so
yes.
One part of it was craving chaos. So go create chaos, go get into the chaos, go always have it, right? And it's funny because now that we're saying this and we love to like kind of work through and workshop through things, I'm always surrounded by drama. And a big piece of my story, and I actually haven't done any reconnects about being around drama. And I don't have, and this is another part too of how we help you understand the difference of the root of the challenge is, okay, I've worked through the brain part. My moral reflex is integrated. My pons is developed. So I'm not reacting anymore to certain stimuli. But there is a subconscious program that I have to keep working through. Which is the learned response of, I went from being super aggressive to now rational. Now I can have a neutral tone. But why is it that I have drama always around me? Like, why is it? And I'm just thinking about a situation right now, because it is kind of running in the back of my mind about like picking a school for my daughter. And I'm like, I know this is going to probably upset somebody.
Right.
It's like, well, why do I even have to go there, that I even have to care about how someone else is going to respond? I need to go reconnect about, I make choices for me. And I make choices
yes.
for the betterment of my children, right? And I can't care how someone else is going to respond, because that's their own stuff. So I
Exactly.
don't have like the triggers in the same way. And like the trigger response is really bringing up a past trauma or
a past response and a past neural pathway, right?
Right.
Because that's what happens at the end of the day, is you operate the same way for so long. That it becomes automatic and it becomes your neural pathway, right? It becomes the way that you just respond to the world. And so if you've been in this aggressive, it's called the default mode network, right? And so that's where you do these things so often and so it becomes natural. So you don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
So that's where the second somebody cuts you off, you don't even think about it. You're just like, ah, blah, blah, you know?
Yeah.
Or the second something goes on with drama wise, you're like, oh, well, this drama is always following me, right? Or like, oh, I have to do this thing. Oh, somebody's going to get mad, right? Because that's also been the truth for so long, or your experience, I should say, not the truth, your
Right.
experience for so long, right? And so that's where we look at that piece, right? Where it's like, how did this come about? And you did say earlier, it always starts with the brain. I think some of them don't always start with the brain. I think some of these patterns start with situations that are going on around us, or maybe it could be epigenetic, right? It could be something that's passed down to us, a
That's a good
pattern
point.
or behavior that's passed on from somebody else. But in this specific example, it starts with the brain. I'm aggressive, I'm angry, I'm whatever. And then that's the way that I operate in the world. That's the way I interact with most people. I make it a part of my personality because it's not necessarily a very nice trait to have, to be super
Right.
aggressive. But
Right.
if I own it as like, that's me, I'm the Danimal, right? Well, then boom, like I love this part of, I say that I love this about myself, even though on the inside, I probably don't. And so then when I regulate my nervous system, I get rid of that survival response that's triggering me into this aggressiveness. And I'm like, wait, but I thought I was this person. Like, I'm aggressive, right? I'm abrasive, I'm rude, I'm whatever you wanted to call it, right? And that's where I think you and I have something in common, because I have that too, where once I regulated and I was like nice and happy, I was like always thinking people are gonna think I'm mean. People are gonna think I'm a blank, you know what I'm gonna say, with anything that I would do. And it's like, why do you think that? Because I acted that way for so long. I really was a, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, I was mean and I was aggressive and I was rude to people. And so now that I'm not that way, it feels like part of you is still waiting for that. Part of you is still waiting for people to be like, you know, or to hear about somebody. Somebody just said they don't like you, or to like get like a nasty look from somebody. And so that's where we have to go into, what belief did this way of operating in the world leave in my subconscious about myself and about the way that people respond to me? And that's where it's like, okay, let's look at it. Is it maybe something that you think this is, you know, that being aggressive is kind of the way that a woman has to be right
Well,
nowadays
you're
in
worse.
society's expectations,
Right.
right? Because if you don't want to be like the traditional female, which going back, I'm not even gonna go into that, but
Yeah,
like
that's a whole other
female
podcast.
male characteristics are it's a whole thing. But if you don't want to be that traditional person, you already know that you're a little bit different in the way you interact with people. Well, then maybe you think that's the only way of being strong, and the only way of being heard, and the only way of being seen and valued and respected is by being like very aggressive about who you are, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that was
It's
definitely me. It was my worth, right?
exactly. It's your worth. And so that's where it's coming up right now, where you're like, are people going to get mad when I do this thing that has nothing to do with them?
Right.
But you're like, because I understand that I have to make these decisions for myself. And that's kind of, I wouldn't label that as aggressive. I would just label that as somebody who knows themselves
Assertive.
and knows what they want, right?
Yeah, being assertive, right? Being assertive
Being
is great.
assertive is a good
But
thing.
and that's
Exactly.
just a reframe, like I'm assertive and that's good, but I'm not aggressive because that's seemingly
Exactly.
like an attack space. Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. Exactly. And you have to look at, like, first of all, it doesn't matter what people think about you, but you're still always going to think, like, why do I think that they're going to think that? Like, it's not about controlling what people think. We've gone through that already on the podcast. Like, it's about, why do I think that they're going to react a certain way when I'm assertive, right?
I can tell you exactly what just came through my mind. And number one, I want to clarify, the reason I say we always, the first thing is the brain, is because we always have to start with the brain. We always have to look at what are your reflexes, what's your lower brain development looking like, so we can rule that out and then can figure out, is this now a program that you have to work on? And as we're talking about this and knowing that we've worked so hard on our triggers and our activations, so the trigger is like pulling up something from the past. The activation is you're feeling a visceral, you're feeling a physiological response from something happening to you in this moment. I'm like, okay, I don't have an activation, I don't have a trigger anymore, but there's a rumination in my mind. And that tells me, okay, I have a program running in there because I was aggressive, that defined my worth. And now I've dealt with a lot of that stuff. Okay, well, that's good. But then why do I care what people think? Because I had to always live in a space saying certain things could create responses in my parents. And being mindful of not pushing my parents into a space of reacting a certain way. So that's really huge. I just had this aha as we're talking about it. And that's why we love this work, is because as you peel back the layers, you start to say, like, where did this come from? And it's because my brother and I would fight, but we never knew when my dad would go there, like when he would go into
Okay.
his pawn's explosion. And so it was like walking on eggshells. So I have
Yes.
that feeling still within me of like, if I
Yes.
set someone off, then they're going to have this response, right? So I need
And
to
it's my
release.
response. It's my
It's
fault. So
my
that's where
thing.
the reconnect is. I release responsibility for other people's reactions rather than
Oh.
feelings, for other people's worth, even like for
Right.
other people's value, or I mean, this could go so far, right?
Yeah.
I release responsibility for other people's experience of me. Like, you can experience me however you want to. I'm living my own life, right? And so this is, I love that this was so perfect because this is how we do it, right? Adding the cortex. And that's what we always say, you know, you can do one piece of it. And even a lot of people out there do one piece of the one piece. So a lot of people only do the primitive reflexes.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's
Great
great.
start.
You are going to notice a huge change in your life when you address the retained primitive reflexes you have, period. People feel an enormous change just from doing making an X, right? And
Yeah.
if you don't know what that is, see it on our page. It's all over our page. It's one of our exercises. People feel differences from just doing the brain gym exercises that are just educational kinesiology, right? It's not even getting to that root. It's just helping you regulate and connect your brain and body. But then what we do is we bring in the creeping and the crawling, and that's where the magic happens in the neurological piece. And I literally just had a conversation with somebody about this last week where they're like, we did the reflexes and it worked, but then there's still something missing. And I'm like, it's the creeping and the crawling. And so that's where we are just on this mission because we know this is what's going to change the world, is literally just looking at the primitive brain. Once you look at that, though, if you have all these beliefs in your subconscious mind that are limiting you, that are making you think that you're unloved, that you're unworthy, that you're responsible for everybody else's feelings in the world, that you are not going to ever make money, that you're never going to be successful, you're never going to find love. I mean, there's so many different things. Then that's going to start getting in your way. So you might not have that trigger, that activation, but you still have the patterns and you still have the beliefs that are guiding you in ways that you're like, why do I keep doing this thing over and over and over? I always fall into the same pattern with work, with money, with my relationships, with whatever it is. And so that's why we always say, you can't just do one or the other. You can. But we recommend that you do both nervous system regulation and subconscious mind work because this truly is the formula that's going to help you continuously grow. Because that's what life is, guys. It's not just, and I feel like we've talked about this before on the podcast, but I don't care. I'm going to say it again anyway. You know,
Preach.
we have this thing where we're like, check off. Okay, I did my regulation. I did my subconscious work. Check it off the list. Bye. Now I'm going to move on with my life. And then you have another hard thing that happens. And you're like, wait, I thought I had that checked off my list. Why is it happening again? And it's like, no, this
Because
is
you're a
life.
human.
It's lifelong, right? And I do think that a lot of people that follow us, that listen to our podcast, know they're more on the same page as us about this. Because I think this belief comes from the Western world that we live in. And this is, of course, talking from our perspective because we live in the Western world. We know that it's completely different. I think wellness is viewed differently. I think healing is viewed differently. I think the way people interact with the world and religion and each other, it's just their bodies is completely different. But we're
Well,
talking about the Western perspective here. And we have had this idea for so long where it's like you take a pill, you're fixed.
I was
You
just gonna say.
feel you're fine. No, like no. And so that's where we love the people that are in our program because they're truly like, oh, this is a lifestyle. This is a tool that I'm going to use for the rest of my life. And so that's why we're always hammering in, gotta do both. You do the brain regulation and then you do the reconnect. Sometimes you do more of the reconnects, sometimes you do more of the brain regulation stuff, right? But you gotta do both. And so this is perfect because this is how we get to a reconnect. And the reconnect, for those of you who don't remember, is the method that we use here in the cortex to reprogram those negative subconscious beliefs. So right now, for example, Danny found a subconscious belief that is, I am responsible for other people's reactions, right? So now the reconnect she's gonna do is, I release responsibility for other people's reactions. And you can make it as specific or as unspecific as you want. You can literally say, I release responsibility for blank's reaction, right? Like the person, your mom, your dad, whoever it is, right? And so that's where we know her system's regulated. She literally just did her brain work right before we got on the podcast. And she already has that reflex integrated in her pons is at about 9,500% development. We know that that is there. And so that's where we get to the root of the subconscious piece with this reconnect. And now I'm curious, within the next couple of weeks, you're going to do this reconnect and you're going to feel such a shift in the next couple of weeks of like how you see that, because it's still something that's in your reality, right? And so how you start to view that, are people going to get mad at me? Are they going to be annoyed about this? How the drama starts to fade around you, because that's truly what it is. If you always think people are going to get mad at you, that's why you're attracting drama. Hello.
I literally just visualized myself. This is so silly, running down the street with like peace signs being like, yeah, like I did it. Like I am free of this drama, because honestly, it has kept me kind of caught into what we would call that drama triangle that we've experienced before. But I want to really quick go back on something you said, because it is true. Our Western culture is so like, and I literally have a to-do list sitting next to me with like a bunch of boxes to tick off, because I love that dopamine hit, just like any of the next girl next to me. But I will tell you that our Western culture has gotten us programmed to believe that you can just check it off, move on. And what we want to help people understand is to take the healing back into their own hands, take the organization, the regulation into your own hands. And that's what our program is designed to do, is to help you understand the tools that you need. So you don't need us, you don't need a specific thing. And there is absolutely nothing wrong if you are someone who needs to take something right now. There's nothing wrong with that, because we do all experience like needing to get out of quicksand. It is a great thing that pharmaceuticals has brought into our world today. So you can take something, you can break a cycle, so then you can go do something else, right? The only thing that we're trying to help you understand is that it's not something you can rely on for a long term. It's not sustainable, because what happens is your system starts to become, you know, immune to it, and you have to keep upping and upping. And eventually, if anyone who's listening to this has experienced this before, you then are tapped out and your system can't take on anymore. And if you look at like what's happening, it's giving you certain hormones to get your brain to process information for what it is. But we want you to look at like you were designed a specific way. And we're not saying that your diagnosis of whatever you're experiencing isn't real. It's very real. We understand you. So if you're listening, you're like, I have an ADHD diagnosis. We're not saying that you're lying about it. We're saying, have you looked at the root? Have you looked at how is your brain wired? There's something you can do about it. And then, you know, shifting your programs around it too, right?
And do you want to feel better?
And do you want to naturally
sustainable change, right? Because once again, the pills are going to get you out of quicksand. But the point here is to say, okay, I'm out of this moment where I was really, really feeling terrible. Now, how do I create lasting, sustainable change? And that's what we're all about.
100%. And you have to keep going at it over and over. And so like I've been doing this work 15 years, Paloma's doing it for 14 years, and it's like it ebbs and it flows. And I have finally come to the conclusion in the last 2 years that I need to do nervous system regulation every day, because I have two small kids. I have two step teenagers. Those four beings shine lots of lights on all of my wounding. And then I have, you know, the demands of everyday life that are coming at me. And I prefer to be in a space that's regulated and ahead of it. Whenever I go too long without taking care of myself, I start to feel certain things come back. And I'm like, it's just because my system didn't have the best start. And it doesn't mean that my parents did a terrible job. It just means that I was always really prone to going into a very fight, flight, freeze reaction space. So I just prefer to live my life like this. It's like people who like to go for walks every single morning. And they're like, I love a walk because it gets my brain stimulated. It works for me. But a walk is great. It helps bring in so much cross-lateral. It helps bring in proprioceptive, your vestibular system. It helps turn on the brain. But the difference is then how are you breaking cycles? How are you then coming out of certain things? Because now I can sit down and I don't get triggered by certain things. I don't get activated by things anymore. I can now look at it from like a zoomed out lens and go, wait, why is it that I'm still ruminating on caring what that person thinks? Why am I even talking about that? Exactly. It's like, oh, it's because I've always craved so much drama in my life. So now that I don't have the activation and the visceral reaction, I can now look at it and go, okay, but what do I want to shift about it? Oh my gosh, I'm not responsible for other people's reactions. What a liberating thing to experience, right? And then you literally run down the street with peace signs because you're just like, nothing can faze me, right? And I'm so excited to go do that reconnect today.
Me too. That's gonna be good.
And that's what we love about our group. Our members are number one,
Yes.
amazing. And number two, we have this amazing WhatsApp group that people are chiming in every single day talking about what reconnects they're doing, what brain work we're doing. And it's just such a beautiful place to be accountable and to have support of all people from all over the world that are chatting about what they're doing to make their life better. And then they reach out for, hey, I need some support here. And our members are answering questions even better than we are now sometimes, like, because they are just like so immersed in this. And we're like, yeah, you got that. So the more you practice it, the more it becomes second nature, the easier it gets. And that's what our program does, is it guides you through this whole entire process.
100%.
And we're so excited because we're about to launch a subconscious shift challenge. It's going to be a week long. And we have it all mapped out. And we're so excited to bring that to everybody for free. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, I've been waiting for my sign to join something. This is it. It's coming in the early days of August. We haven't completely fine-tuned what date we're launching it, but stay tuned on our Instagram because we'll be sharing it, and get onto our email list so that way you also get the information that way too. Well,
Yes.
Emma, you're so good at taking us out on this.
Okay. Well, listen to our podcast like you are right now. Keep doing that. You're doing great.
Love it.
And please subscribe and rate it because we love when we get recommended through Spotify, like, or Apple Podcasts, like podcasts you might be interested in. That's really a cool way of doing it because it's people that would have never maybe heard of it otherwise, but also share it with your friends and family, of course. We really just want the world to know that life can get so much easier. And please follow us on Instagram. It's in the cortex underscore US. Our TikTok is in underscore the underscore cortex. If you're a Spanish speaker, we have in the cortex underscore ESP. Our website is in the cortex.com, and you can always email us. It's literally Danny and I behind the scenes answering every single email. Hello at in the cortex.com. So email us there. And remember about the reconnect challenge. Please, it's going to be called the subconscious shift challenge. But you've heard us talk about reconnects a lot. So that's basically what it's going to be about, is learning what does that even mean? How does it work? How do I apply it into my day-to-day life? And remember, promo code BRAINIAC will get you $10 off your first payment of our program. So we hope to see you soon and meet you on our next Cortex chat. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, have a good day.